Shadid died Thursday of an asthma attack reportedly brought on by an allergy to horses he had to ride crossing the Turkish-Syrian border. He died walking to the border while returning from a trip to interview fighters in the Free Syrian Army fighting to overthrow the regime of Bashar al-Assad. The two-time Pulitzer Prize winner had had other scrapes with death. He visited Madison 10 years ago, just after being shot in the shoulder in the Palestinian West Bank town of Ramallah.
The whole day we've been doing a story on how hospitals and ambulances were having trouble doing their work. So as I lay on the ground, all I could think about was, if I stay here, I'm probably going to bleed to death. And it ended up missing the spinal cord by just a centimeter. It actually sheared off a part of the vertebrae. So we knew we had to leave. You know, we knew we had to go, and that's why we kind of just got up and tried to start moving forward.
During that visit to Madison, Shadid said he often felt humbled by the native citizen reporters he met in the Middle East who risked their lives to report on the violence that was a daily part of their lives.
The more eyes and ears that are in these places, the better. I mean, I think the more voices that are coming out of there, especially when people, you know, it's obvious the Army doesn't want this stuff covered, we're better off. And I credit them for that. And I think they've been lighting up the internet right now with their accounts, and I think it's a good thing.
Those words sound now like a prediction of the role such journalists have played over the past 2 years in Egypt, Libya, and now Syria. Shadid is survived by his wife, also a New York Times reporter, and his children, Layla and Malik. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.